I said there were two former prime ministers that I hugely admire, one being John Howard when he left politics, just got on with things, and likewise yourself, Julia, you left politics, but you're working in two areas, very admirably, the global partnership, which Paul will ask you about, and Beyond Blue, and that was very important for us to talk about that, given that it's the Christmas season, and well, I'll let Paul ask you a few things about the global partnership, and we'll talk about Beyond Blue in a sec.
All right, and Julia Gillard, thank you so much for joining us, and apologies once again for that technical glitch. Now, Julia, you certainly, I mean, you seem to be more busy now than when you were in politics.
Well, it's a different kind of busy. I'm certainly more overseas now than at any other time in my life. I mean, obviously, you do travel overseas as Prime Minister, but they tend to be very quick trips to go to a two-day meeting and then you come back. Whereas now I go overseas for quite extended periods. So that's a different lifestyle for me. But it's not, you know, the sheer relentlessness of politics. So I might be, you know, busily running around the world for the Global Partnership for Education, or I might be in Melbourne or around the country speaking for Beyond Blue, but it's not the same, you know, unrelieved day after day that politics can be.
That's right. Well, of course, education has always been your passion, and you're chair of the Global Partnership for Education. Now, this is super important for you. I mean, that's a big job in itself. Can you give us or the listeners an idea of what all that is about and what you do on a daily basis and what your aims are for that?
Sure. The Global Partnership for Education sort of spun out of the United Nations, and it's the global fund that's aiming to get every child into school. Now, living here in Australia, we might think, well, you know, kids go to school and that's just our day-to-day reality. But around the world, there are hundreds of millions of children. In fact, 264 million children of primary and secondary school age who won't go to school for a day. They're just completely out of school, many of them in crisis and conflict-affected areas. And then there are hundreds of millions more who might go to school for a limited period, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years, or they go to schools of such poor quality that actually they come out of education not able to do even the most basic reading, writing, counting. Mm. So that's a big global problem. You know, we want to live in a world where people have got opportunity and hope, and you're really cutting that off at the earliest age if kids don't get to go to school. So the Global Partnership for Education works with the 67 poorest countries to try and improve their schooling systems and make sure that every kid gets an opportunity to go to school.
Julia, I can remember you speaking to a service group or some senior sits in your area, and you were talking about your grand nephew, Ethan, and he would be 60-odd years old before some children could look forward to going to school. Remind me of that statistic.
Yes, that's right. So my great-nephew Ethan is currently 5 years old, and we would be talking about the era in which he was old enough to have grandchildren before we would reach a world where every girl would get to go to school. Jeez. So when we're thinking about the kids who miss out the most, they tend to be the girls. They tend to be kids in rural and remote areas, so not the big cities, but beyond the boundaries of the big cities. They tend to be kids who come from marginalised ethnic groups. They tend to be kids with disabilities. And so it seems to me a very long time to wait, waiting till a time that my great-nephew has grandchildren before we see a world in which every child is going to school, most particularly every girl. So the mission at the Global Partnership for Education is to accelerate that business-as-usual sort of path forward and make it a much shorter time horizon that we get there.
Fantastic. And look, the work you do is amazing. Why, Julia, are you so passionate about education? What sent you in this direction originally?
It comes from family background here in Adelaide as much as anything else. I mean, I grew up here. I've returned to my hometown post-politics. I migrated here with my parents and my sister Alison. We came from Wales, and both Alison and I were very young when we migrated. Alison was 7 and I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents migrated, like, you know, millions of others, to get us a better opportunity in life. And both of them in their childhood in Wales had missed out on education. Dad, simply because his family was a very poor family in a coal mining village in South Wales, he had to start work at 14 to help the family out. Mum wasn't very well as a child, and there was no sort of system back then to keep a kid who was often out of school because they were unwell connected with school work. So she sort of drifted away from secondary school. Now, both of them were very intelligent people, and if they were, you know, born in today's Australia, they'd be looking forward to going to university and all of that. But as it was, neither of them finished secondary school. So they certainly taught my sister and I that education was to be valued, and we got a far better education than they did, just simply because the state schools in South Australia were good schools. We just went to the local, you know, high school, local primary school. They were both fantastic, and we both had the opportunity to go to university. So it's always seemed to me that, you know, there's kind of a bit of a lottery of life about whether or not you get a fair chance, and it's largely based around education. And it really shouldn't be a lottery. It should be every child's right.
Absolutely. We're talking with former Prime Minister Julia Gillard.
I'm feeling a little bit spoiled this morning, Julia, that you consented to talk to us, only because I've escaped South Australia for a couple of days. But it's great to be able to share the message. Now, if somebody has heard this today and we've ignited some passion that they want to help, how can ordinary Australians be part of the global partnership?
Well, the best thing they could do is get on to their local member of parliament and just say it should be a priority for Australia to be making money available for. Most of the money that the Global Partnership for Education gets comes from governments through their foreign aid budgets. We had our replenishment conference, our financing conference, in February this year, and we raised $2.3 billion American dollars to keep our work up for the next 3 years. But we only get that money if, you know, nations like Australia, the United Kingdom, the United States, France, Germany, and on it goes, if nations like that are prepared to contribute. So if people want to help out, if they say to their local member of parliament, it's a great thing to be contributing to, that certainly helps.
Well, that's a great thing that we can do, and certainly the people in the Port Douglas Mossman area can do. And now, can we mention Beyond Blue and the Christmas season?
Yeah, because, Julia, this time of the year we have, you know, most of us are full of cheer. We love this time of the year. I know Ralph and I love it. We love Christmas. But there are people who, and this is, can be a terrible time of the year for people to be alone and depressed.
It certainly can, and I've been writing about this, so I'll have a blog about this on the Beyond Blue website, and there's plenty of resources on the Beyond Blue website. You're right. I mean, it's a couple of things. You know, people who don't have family, don't have social networks, who feel just left out. You know, everybody's excited and running around and chattering about what they're doing for Christmas, and these are people who don't have any plans, and so they feel left on the sidelines and very alone. And then the other area is families that do get together, but there's some underlying tension. And because, you know, there's high expectations that everybody's supposed to be having a good time, maybe a little too much Christmas cheer involved, and the family breaks out into conflict during the course of the day. So at Beyond Blue, we've been preparing and making sure that there are resources available for people. Our telephone support line will continue across the Christmas period, as will all of our online forums. So there is a way of reaching out if people want it.
Absolutely, and that's very important at this time of the year. And of course, mental health is a big issue in Australia, Julia. We're talking to the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Julia, mental health is a real problem. So can I ask you this question? No matter who wins the federal election next year, be it Labor or Liberal, what should governments be doing to tackle mental health?
I think one of the great things has been that mental health has been an increased priority for both sides of politics. So this is not one of the areas where there's a sharp partisan divide. I mean, there's lots of other areas where, you know, what the Liberal Party says and what the Labor Party says are completely different. But mental health is one of those areas where I think every member of parliament basically wants to try and do the right thing and see change. We've been talking to the government and the opposition about a series of things. There's clearly a need to keep investing in awareness raising and early intervention. Beyond Blue has piloted a thing we call New Access, which is for people before they've reached the stage of a clinical condition, but they do need some support, so it offers coaching. And we have been working with primary healthcare networks, so they're the, you know, local people who organise health services, to roll that out in as many places as possible. So we think upscaling that low intensity coaching to help people before problems get really profound is important. At the other end of the spectrum, we think focusing on suicide is really important. We've developed a new program we call the Way Back Service, which is when people have tried to take their lives, they've gone to hospital. The old system in many parts of the country used to be that people sort of physical injuries from having tried to take their life would be patched up, but then they'd be discharged back into the very circumstances that caused them to be so desperate. So through the Way Back Service, we partner them with a support worker who stays with them, you know, as a support person, connecting them to clinical services and local services for that critical 3-month window after someone's tried to take their own life. And once again, we're working with government and wanting to see that rolled out in as many places as possible around the country. So there's, you know, plenty to do. There are a couple of priorities from Beyond Blue. There are many more priorities in mental health than that. Obviously, lots of people would talk about other areas that we need to invest in, but I think they're two things that are ready to go and can make a real difference. We're also really pleased that there is new investment in mental health in schools, and Beyond Blue has been asked to partner with Early Childhood Australia and Headspace to make sure that every school and every early learning centre has mental health resources and mental health supports.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, Julia, I never like to bring controversy into a morning conversation, and I know I know in your time as Prime Minister, your seat in Parliament caused you to be the number one ticket holder for the Western Bulldogs. And now you have that time to yourself, and I wouldn't dare ask you to be an Adelaide Crows supporter, nor would I ask you to be a Port Adelaide Power supporter. But
or a Port Douglas Crocs supporter.
Well, no, that's exactly where I'm heading. The Port Douglas Crocs have an opening here, and if you would like, I'm sure I can talk to someone, because they gave me a Guernsey today, so I'm feeling very important. And they gave me the largest size possible because they heard I was a fat cat, and I'd like to bring somebody else into the fold.
I was about to say, surely your preference runs to cats, not crocs. given the life you've lived, and I suspect the combination of crocs and cats doesn't end well for the cat. I don't have enough expertise to actually tell whether or not that's true, but I would think so. I think my days as a number one ticket holder are probably gone. I ended on my high point at the Western Bulldogs, but, you know, go Crocs, I guess I would say.
Oh, okay. Now, we've got that recorded. We heard Julia Gillard say, go the Crocs.
That's fantastic. And Julia, thank you so much for taking the time this morning down in Adelaide, and I'll be home soon.
See you when you get back.
Julie, just before you go, how would you describe my good mate Ralph Hadzik, ex-fat cat on TV? How would you describe the man?
He's certainly far more talkative than his former character. far more talkative. No, I've got to know Ralph since I've returned to South Australia, and he's just great fun to be around.
And he holds you in high regard, I can tell you now. We had a couple of Reds last night. We were having a chat about you, and Ralph was just saying that he holds you in such high regard, and the work that you've done outside of politics. Because, you know, some people retire from politics and they just go and relax and travel around and go on holidays, but you've sort of upped the ante a bit, haven't you, since you left?
Yeah, I certainly, you know, when I left, spent a bit of time thinking, you know, what are the big things that really mattered to me that I wanted to take forward in my life post-politics, and I think I've found some good ways to do that.
You have. A Merry Christmas to you and your own, and also everybody surrounded by the work that you're doing, particularly Beyond Blue, which is wonderful, because we here at the station promote healthy things as far as mental health is concerned, and we're giving community messages for that. So good luck with all of that. Have a very happy Christmas.
You too. Enjoy.
Thanks, boss.
Thank you. See you back, Kat.
See you. Bye. Bye. Julia Gillard there. And isn't she just a lovely lady?
Well, you know, people just never really saw exactly what a great person Julia is, and I'm just delighted and thrilled to have been able to convince her to talk to Port Douglas and Mossman through Fab FM.